Sheriff Martinez noted that they had a SWAT call last year from White Pine. He said the phony calls can bring up a lot of resources.
Somebody says they murdered their family and they're holding a child hostage or something along those lines. You know, that's a response that a lot of times is going to require negotiation teams, SWAT teams. And so the first responders get there and we contain the scene. And so there's a lot of resources that are used. We have to respond in an appropriate manner, but then we quickly realize that this is not that situation. By making phone calls into the house, by gathering intelligence outside of the residence while you're arriving.
SWAT calls can distract officers from real important duties, and in some cases they are deliberate diversions of law enforcement. Even more worrisome, Sheriff Martinez said, these situations can escalate quickly, and it's extremely hard to track down the source of a phony call.
Because they are not using phone numbers that are legitimate phone numbers. They're scrubbed through one, two, or three times through a service, and by the time we track it down, the phone number has already been scrubbed and is gone. So some of them we find are coming in from other countries, other states.
The sheriff said they have to treat every call at the highest level, at least at first. He talked about alarms from a bank.
Somebody accidentally hits the wrong alarm in a bank. Let's just say it was actually being robbed, and they call us back and say, hey, we're not being robbed. Well, unless we treat it every case that it's a true robbery, if the robber happens to be in there and says to the person in the bank, just tell police that this is a fake, you actually hit the wrong button, and we don't respond, now we have another situation at hand. So we have to treat each and every one of these calls at its highest level, and then we de-escalate it as we gather intelligence, as we talk to people, as we go and figure things out.
Summit County Sheriff Justin Martinez. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.